Bobby, I guess today is why you practice more than just first teamers, isn't it?
Exactly right. I thought I might get hurt in there somewhere, but they were going out everywhere, and you're right. That's exactly why you get those guys as many reps as you can, and they've got to pay attention in meetings and pay attention at practice, and you never know. Like I said, you point your finger at them, say you're in the game, and the game is on the line. So it's a big difference than going in the fourth quarter when the game has been decided.
Obviously, the injuries at quarterback are the ones that most people notice, but really the secondary is where things kind of got sideways earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Rashard was out, and then Myron got hurt. Brent Trice went in and did a good job on a zone blitz early in the game and forced a quick throw. So, very proud of what they've done, but I'd like to see those starters in there a little longer.
Talk about the frustration in that first half. That opening drive was just exactly what you could have hoped for, just march downfield, stick it in the end zone. And then what changed after that for the rest of the half?
Well, we did it again. We had it down there and close to the goal line on our end, and we made a poor choice. Instead of pulling the ball down or throwing it away, we decided to throw an impossible throw, and they intercepted it, and then, the complexion changed a little bit. Fumbles, just up their confidence over there on their sideline and sort of put ours in a downward spiral. So that's why football is the exciting game it is. No telling what's going to happen. You look at this statistics and, we routed them. But, heck, we were hanging on in the fourth quarter trying to win.
You're talking about that confidence. How big was it for you to get those three going into the locker room to be even at halftime?
Well, we sure would have liked seven, but we would take the three to be even. And, we got in and said, let's don't panic. Let's get things settled down a little bit, see who we got available to play, get some good plays, and go out and try to execute. Defense played extremely well in the second half. And, that's what you got to have. You got to be able to pick up your game and pick up the level of competition when it's needed. And that's what good teams do.
Bobby, as best you can, kind of walk us through this quarterback situation as it unfolded when McKenzie got hurt, and then just kind of what you had to go through process-wise the stretch from there.
Well, McKenzie, of course, went down, and, we got Chris in there, and I think that was right before the half, or was it?
I think it was the second half. It lasted a while.
Anyway, the problem was that Chris goes in, and, we've got some good plays, good running plays, options, and quarterback draws with him, and quick screens and things like that. But you got to be able to throw it. And when he runs, he gets hurt, and he hurts his shoulder, and he can't throw the football. So we try to get Richard in there, and Richard comes in and makes a big play for us, makes a first down and keeps the drive alive a little bit. But then we decided to go back with Chris when we're trying to run the football and trying to win the game in the fourth quarter.
I was wondering if the discussion on the sideline was to the point where we have to win this game without putting the ball in the air anymore today.
Well, it was close to that. Mm-hmm. It was not decided that, but just because of the circumstances, we thought running the football would be our best option. Plus, we had the lead, and we're trying to run out the clock. But I tell you what, we were, made sure Jared Funk knew where his helmet was.
Yeah, I saw he was hanging around the huddle just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, we wondered too. I could kind of envision the huddle on that last drive, that last scoring drive. I could see Robbie Caldwell in that huddle in the face of his offensive lineman saying, I need one big, march downfield. And they certainly delivered it.
They delivered it. Key first downs, two squeakers right there, mm-hmm. but we got them. And that kept the drive alive and just sort of ran out the clock. But it's good to be able to do that. And hopefully we can do that against any kind of quality opponent.
And, this is one of those, we were talking about it, folks around the country will look at the score and say, wow, that's a little closer than people anticipated. This is the kind of game that you have to be proud as a coach. The team finds a way to win a game when things aren't going right.
Exactly. Three fumbles and one interception. And, you overcome that, And like I said before, if you look at it statistically, we won easily. But, you know, it was a tough game. Miami played very well, very opportunistic, and took advantage of the turnovers. And we were in a fight, and our guys knew it, you know, pretty early. And but our guys came out, and I thought, you know, we were ready to play and playing hard and giving great effort. And we just maybe lost our concentration a little bit.
I'm going to ask, you rarely see an ejection in a game like this. What was the explanation for the ejection of Allen?
He said that he pushed him down and was hitting him. So, you know, I asked Allen if that was the truth. He, of course, he said no. And, you know, we'll just have to look and see. But I don't think officials do that for unless they're pretty sure.
I was kind of surprised, too, when Shane Montgomery called the two timeouts to try to freeze Bryant at the end of the first half. You don't see that very often.
Well, I guess, you know, a field goal is a field goal, no matter when it happens. So he was, you know, trying to freeze him a little bit. But, I really don't believe in that a whole much. In fact, sometimes I think now if you got him, you know, make him think you're going to do it and then don't do it, and mm-hmm. he's expecting it, and you got double, triple mess up right there.
I guess finally the biggest concern right now is getting these banged up guys back ready to play again. Training room's going to be busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be busy. You know, of course, Tom does a great job for us, and we'll just see who's in bad shape. I hope nobody is. I hope McKenzie will be able to come back, but you never know. I'm sure they're going to get x-rays and other exams, and we'll make sure that, you know, we're not going to hurt them any further.
Was it a chest injury with Mac?
I think it was a sternum injury, yes. You know, they were talking ribs when we were out on the field. But then I think maybe they adjusted that diagnosis. I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
Well, Coach, congratulations. 5-3 and a lot of football left to play. So good
sure
job.
Sure is. Thank you, Joe.
All right, Coach.